Hello?
We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. So, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Excellent. Just a moment. Very satisfied. Okay, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. So the first one is abortion rights.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
8.
Next, healthcare.
9.
Inflation and the cost of living.
7.
Voting rights.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Student loan debt.
5.
Crime and violence.
5.
Immigration.
5.
Jobs and wages.
7.
Climate change.
7.
K-12 education.
9.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are
10.
Not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely
10.
To vote? 10.
10.
Excellent. And what is your race?
African-American.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
What is the year of your birth?
65.
So 1965?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Thank you. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your power has no power at all, and 10 means
10.
That your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has
10.
On a scale of 0 to 10. Where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feeling towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is the Democratic Party.
10.
Next, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
The Republican Party.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Joe Biden.
10.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or you're undecided?
Kamala Harris.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joseph Biden.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed about the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Much better. Thank you. And thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Okay.
If not all.
Okay. And below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person's or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in your country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented a progress, a 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first person is Donald Trump.
10. He prevented progress.
Mm-hmm. Next, Governor Kemp.
7.
Next, President Biden.
0.
Next, Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Oh, definitely 10. Most prevented progress.
Next, white supremacists.
That would say 8.
Next, Supreme Court.
10.
And Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
Oh, 10.
Okay, and thank you very much for your time. We're almost done. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means you are not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. So from 0 to 10?
It would be 10.
Next, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. From 0 to 10?
10.
Next, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010, provided by 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain insured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack to access to health coverage. From 0 to 10?
It would be 10. 10 meaning, just make sure I got this right, 10 means I'm motivated to vote.
Yes, you will be strongly motivated to vote, yes.
Okay.
And the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth from 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. So from 0 to 10?
10.
And finally, we have made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. And by standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively control these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. From 0 to 10?
10.
Excellent. And thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds and it's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. Okay, 10. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Okay.
And I know it's still a long way off, and there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. And I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
And are you registered to vote, or like many other people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered to vote.
You are? Yes.
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. And when did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, from 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago, more than a year ago?
More than a year ago.
Thank you. And how did you register to vote? By mail, in a person at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically, through a political party or organization?
I don't recall. It was many years ago. I've been voting for years.
No problem. Just a moment. Okay. And do you consider yourself, one, a heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
And are you married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children or under age of 18?
No.
And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democratic.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And how would you describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Unemployed.
Full-time.
Oh, full-time. Okay.
Full-time.
Thank you. And last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$300,000 plus.
Thank you. Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.